Our next guest has a pretty neat job, one that could have implications for what will be in your glass in the coming years.
Nick Smith was hired by the University of Wisconsin earlier this year. In his new position, he'll provide support and outreach to the state's wineries and cider makers, a growing industry in a state known for its beer.
Nick Smith is here with us now to tell us a little bit more about the work he'll be doing throughout the state. He's an enologist and outreach specialist at UW-Madison. Nick, thanks so much for joining us today.
Yeah, thanks. Good to be here.
First off, welcome aboard, and let's start talking about your job description. First of all, enologist, what is that?
Enologists are people who study the production and the process of winemaking.
And your official title with the university is outreach specialist, but that really just kind of scratches the surface of what you do. Knowing that this is a brand new job, one that is kind of developing as you go, how would you describe it on a day-to-day basis?
Well, right now, a lot of it is just going out into the field, meeting with wineries and cideries and, you know, winemakers, and kind of deciding, learning about what they are interested in. Mm-hmm.
And how many are there in Wisconsin?
There are probably around 110 licensees right now.
And that's, how does that break down between wine and cider?
That's difficult to say. A lot of wineries actually make cider too.
So some are doing double duty.
Yeah.
So tell us a little bit more about your background. You, I think, spent a good number of years as a wine researcher, but the first kind of epiphany you had was about home brewing of beer, right?
Correct. So many years ago, I was an undergrad at the University of Minnesota, and I kind of just got introduced to it when I was walking across campus one day and there was a home brew store nearby. And eventually I decided to walk in, and it was like a whole new world. Never occurred to me you can make beer or wine on your own.
So you went from thinking, wow, I can make my own beer, to, oh, I can make my own wine. Had cider kind of entered your universe at that point?
Not at that point. I didn't think about cider until, you know, most recently.
So how would you describe the state of wineries and cideries here in Wisconsin? Are they growing? Are they staying level? Are they declining?
I believe it's growing. On average, you know, part of the reason why I'm here is that the industry itself is growing about 10 new licensees every year.
And percentage-wise, that's pretty significant.
Correct.
So the craft beer explosion certainly has been an economic boon for Wisconsin. Do you think that locally produced wine or cider could ever kind of get to that level of recognition and really desire among the consumers?
Well, it probably depends on where you are in the United States. I'm sure in the West Coast they would say they already are, but you know, locally it's a little more of a challenge.
So what do you think are some of those challenges? But let's focus on wine first.
Mostly probably public perception.
And what is that perception?
It can vary quite a bit. I think a lot of people view this industry as producing a lot of, you know, sweet wines, mm-hmm. maybe wines that aren't particularly sophisticated. But
well, and it would seem like making wine in Wisconsin is not an easy business. I don't think it's an easy business anywhere, really. But especially with our winters that can go from pretty mild to really pretty brutal, what are some of the challenges of grape growers in the state? And I would assume that that would affect a lot of the wineries as well.
That is correct. It is a very challenging environment. A lot of the research, you know, we did at the University of Minnesota was developing grape varieties to grow in this, you know, challenging environment. But even this year, you know, there was a late spring frost, and spring this year is really unpredictable.
Mm-hmm.
So it's hard to tell. It's, you know, agriculture is a challenging business.
So there are a limited number, it sounds like, of grape varieties that can survive or thrive in the upper Midwest?
We do have quite a few varieties available to us, but deciding where each variety is going to perform best is a kind of a trial and error process.
And so who is doing that trial and error? Is that something researchers are doing, or is that something wineries are kind of gambling on?
Well, it's really difficult given just how many microclimates exist in Wisconsin. So there's a handful of research programs by the University of Wisconsin in different parts of the state, mm-hmm. but most of the trial and error is actually done by the wineries and growers themselves.
Which has to be economically pretty risky.
It's challenging when you've got a 3-year turnaround time before you can begin to pull fruit off your vines.
Yeah. Well, let's talk about cider. So I was fortunate enough to be in Normandy and Brittany in France recently, kind of cider central. they love it. They produce it. There are a lot of different varieties. In the U.S., it's actually one of the fastest growing, or maybe the fastest growing sector of the alcohol market. Why do you think it's growing in popularity at this point in time?
That's a good question. It is the fastest growing, I guess, by percentage of sales segment. I think part of it is people are just looking for alternatives. I think part of it is also the gluten-free movement.
So are all ciders by definition gluten-free, or could
Correct.
They easily be made gluten-free?
Correct.
They are.
Huh.
And so one of the things that I have noticed in times that I've been in Normandy is how strikingly similar the Norman countryside is to Wisconsin. It really feels, especially feels like Door County a lot, that kind of coastal, lots of apples, lots of dairy. And so it seems like maybe there is a good reason why cider would succeed here, because there are similar growing conditions. What technologically does it take to produce a really high quality cider?
One of the biggest challenges right now in the cider industry is actually the availability of fruit and quality of apples. Most growers here have focused traditionally on, you know, eating apples. Mm-hmm. So getting more and more of the cider specific varieties, you know, has a certain economic, you know, problem mm-hmm. that they're facing.
And I'm guessing that those cider specific varieties are not necessarily ones that have traditionally been grown in Wisconsin. So are they going other places to find those varieties?
There are. People are importing in and getting certified varieties from Europe and then trialing and erroring and seeing what actually grows here.
And that has to be an even longer process, I would think, than growing grapes and doing trial and error.
It is. There's not as much support for it as there has been for the grapes.
So how would you describe the difference between an eating apple versus a cider apple? What are the qualities that make it a good cider apple?
For eating apples, a lot of it's about texture. You want that crunch and that crispness. Mm-hmm. Whereas cider apples, a lot of times, have a lot of astringency, can be quite bitter, mm-hmm. a lot of different flavor, and not necessarily, you know, something with a pleasing texture.
Something that you want to pull off the tree and take a chomp out of. So why is it that wine and cider are paired together in your job? What are the similarities in those industries?
Essentially, the fermentation process is very similar as far as, you know, they're both food products. Mm-hmm. So as far as the fermentation and filtration and bottling, it's all pretty similar.
It seems to me like when people think of drinking cider, they think of it more along the lines of drinking beer than they think of it as drinking wine. But cost-wise, is growing cider apples and producing cider economically, is it more like wine or is it more like beer?
It's a lot more like wine. It's one of the biggest challenges, I think, facing the cider industry as we move forward, is that it is priced like beer. But mm-hmm. the inputs to it are more wine-based.
And what resources can you provide and can the university provide to help both the wine and the cider industries?
Well, my position is to go out and work with them as far as quality improvement. That's mainly what my task is mm-hmm. currently. As far as research, we're developing those processes right now, what we can do moving forward.
And so who would actually, like the research, are there parts of the university that you would be able to tap into to encourage them to kind of take on parts of the research that will maybe save the growers and the producers from having to take all the risks themselves?
Well, we're hoping to. There's the agricultural side, definitely got the grapes and apples with it. And then on our side, we're working on the fermentation issues.
So Wisconsin is known for its beer, not necessarily for wine and cider. I think certainly wine more than cider, but both definitely, I would say, are a distant second to the beer production. Do you see yourself having to compete with breweries, or is there room for everyone?
I think there's room for everyone. It's a very large industry overall, the fermented beverage industry. Mm-hmm. So a lot of the challenges aren't necessarily from in-state, but from out-of-state.
So are there other states that are known for producing cider in a way that you hope Wisconsin might be 5, 10, 15 years down the road?
Well, New York, Vermont, and Oregon are all big cider producers.
Okay. What about Washington? They have a lot of apples there.
They do. I'm not familiar as much with their cider industry, but... Okay.
And long-term outlook for Wisconsin's wine and cider markets, what do you think they need support-wise from the government or from the public to really be able to get a foothold in that larger market and to be able to take those risks that it sounds like are necessary?
A lot of it's just buying local, you know, going out, visiting the wineries and the cideries and buying their products and seeking for them in your retailers and as well as the restaurants.
Are restaurants carrying local wines and ciders as much as, say, microbrews or local brews?
Not from my experience, not from what I've seen. Mm-hmm.
Is that part of your job, too, to reach out to those kind of like further than retail outlets, like tableside outlets?
Not so much. Hopefully the industry is working on that themselves.
And what else are you looking forward to as this position continues to evolve? What parts of it do you really enjoy and are hoping to do more of?
Well, I enjoy getting out, enjoy meeting everybody, seeing all the different operations out there. It's quite a varied industry. So there's a lot of things to learn from people who have been doing this quite a long time.
Well, Nick, thanks so much for joining us today.
Thank you for having me.
That was Nick Smith, an enologist and outreach specialist at UW-Madison. He's joined us to talk about his role in assisting the state's growing wine and cider industries.